to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education and coaching system for real estate investors of all types, beginners, and for people who already have 5,000 units and just want to take it to the next level. We exist because of the fact that 95% of Americans are failing to retire by age 65. And the statistics got really nasty day before yesterday. I think it was on the news Monday. We talked a little bit about it on Tuesday, but by age 65, and you want to really grasp these numbers if you're going to get yourself motivated to take action, 29% of us, let's just round it up to 30 so it's an easy number to remember, 30% of us are dead. 50% have zero in savings. Zero. The balance struggle through, and only 5% of Americans are able to retire by age 65. 5%. Out of 100 people, 100 families, only 5 of them are going to retire successfully before or at age 65. Now, the good news is we know what the 5% are doing. They all have, almost all of them have second streams of income, and 70% of them used real estate. You know, that just coincides with the fact that 70% of the millionaires in America used real estate as their main vehicle. This information really should motivate you. But I'm amazed at the number of people that even though they know those statistics and they look at their bank account, they look at their savings, and they go, holy crap, I'm on that path. They're doing nothing about it. Nothing. They just continue to go to their job. They continue to go to work. They come home. They do nothing to build that second stream of income, which has become a requirement for financial success. It's a requirement if you ever want to retire. You have to think deeply about the situation. You know, I poke fun of this strategy all the time. But people think they're going to pay off all their bills and live lean, live cheaply in retirement. That's their strategy. They're going to cut back, reduce their quality of lifestyle, lower their expectations, and that's how they're going to retire. It's beyond ridiculous. Listen. You are going to have bills in retirement, taxes, insurance, garbage, gas, electric, water, food, and the big one that nobody likes to talk about, medical expenses. I had a CPA one time tell me that the medical expenses for the average American family, $800,000. Now, a lot of that will be covered by your insurance, but a lot of it won't. So you have to add that in there too. So the only way to really be able to comfortably retire is to have an income stream that meets and exceeds your wants and needs. That's all we're doing at Total Wealth Academy, is teaching people how to use real estate to build that second income stream so that when they retire, that second income stream is still there. You know, I sat down with a guy at a bar yesterday, and I'd seen him there quite often. We always joked together, but never really got to know him. It turns out the guy owns a 16-unit apartment complex, paid in full. Not a good idea, but let me tell you the effect it's having on his life. 16 little unit. That's considered a very, very small apartment complex. 16 units. He makes $16,000 a month in positive cash flow off of that thing. He doesn't work. He doesn't have a gray hair on his head or his beard. I'm assuming he's somewhere in his mid-30s. The only difference between you and him, and I didn't get far enough into it to figure out why he knew to do it, he built that second stream of income. And then he has chosen, not many people do this, but he has chosen to quit working. I don't know how long he plans on doing that, because he will get bored pretty quick. But here's a guy in mid-30s. All he did was get a 16-unit apartment, and he's got $16,000 a month income for the rest of his life. And is that going to go up or down? It's going to go up. Rents always go up, just like the value of property always goes up. There will be down times, but the true graph is always up. In other words, it goes up and down a little, but the true graph is always up. Real estate always doubles in value every 20-year period. So he's done it. And no offense to the guy, or to me, or to my son, or to anybody that's done it. They're not smarter than you. They don't work harder than you. They just do things differently. And that's all you need. You've just got to think and act differently than everybody else. I remember this coming out of my father's mouth. Whatever everybody else is doing, do the opposite and you'll probably do well. But like lemmings, most Americans are just doing what everybody else does, even though they know it doesn't work. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about lies your parents told you. Some of you are going to say, oh, my parents never lied to me. I'm going to prove you're lying. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about really the horrible situation in America that's in the news right now because they've, you know, this new statistic, 45% almost, you know, I said 50% to keep the numbers simple, 45% of 65-year-olds have $0 in savings. And the weird thing to me is that they knew this at 45. You know, at 45, they had worked 20-plus years, and they're broke. And here's what they did. As brutal as this sounds, they said, honey, we're going to do the same thing another 20 years and get a different result. That's a form of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. If you are 40, 45, and you're still not in the financial position you want to be in, and you've worked 20, 25 years, you've got to wake up and go, hey, you know, I was told that having a job was the right thing to do, and depending on a job was the right thing to do, but I figured out it doesn't work. Give yourself some credit. You know it doesn't work by itself. You can't do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. If you're broke at 45, chances are you'll be broke at 65. Unless you change. Now, I made the joke about parents lying to you, and some of you said, oh, my parents never lied to me. Really? What about Santa Claus? They blatantly lied to you about Santa Claus to get you to behave a certain way. They threatened you, didn't they? Oh, if you're not good, Santa Claus is coming to town. You better behave a certain way, or Santa Claus won't bring any presents. They outright lied to you. Then they told you about the Easter Bunny. Also a lie. Then they told you about the Tooth Fairy. Also a lie. So there's 5,000 gods out there. Even if you believe one of them's real, then that means you understand that the other 4,999 of them are not real, and those parents are all lying to their kids too. Parents lie to their kids all the time. But the most damaging was when they told you, go get a job, work for 40 years, 45 years, and retire. You'll be in great shape. It wasn't working for them. Was it? You know it wasn't. Because you went in and said, I want this new video game. And they said, no, we don't have the money for that. So you knew they were broke. But you listened to them. They lied to you. Now, in their defense on this one, the other ones, there's no defense for lying about Santa Claus, and there's no defense. That is just the wrong thing to do. You're going to think I'm weird, but I never lied to my kids about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. They knew from the time they were old enough to ask that they were fictitious. I also never lied to them, though, about that all you need is a job. That's all you need. Just get a job. Climb the corporate ladder. Wait for people to die. Wait for people to retire. Wait for people to get fired so you can move up. But you were told that, weren't you? It was a lie. But again, in their defense on that one, do you know why they lied to you? Because they were lied to too. They were lied to. And they never, for some reason, woke up. They never woke up and went, wow, this doesn't work. I've got to do something different. See, the rich are teaching their kids from day one to own businesses, to invest their money, to save their money, to build a second stream of income. I did it with my kids from age 8 on. And just to brag for a moment about my son, he graduated college with $4,000 a month in passive income from his 11 rent houses. Is it because he's smarter than you? Is it because he works harder than you? No, he just knew the right things to do. And this lady was on TV Monday, and she was flabbergasted. And if you had seen this, I can't imitate it perfectly, but she said something like this: well, just another example of the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer, implying that the rich are doing something to hold down the poor. They're not. They don't care. They're too busy driving around in their Ferraris and traveling to Europe and enjoying life. They're not trying to hold anybody down. It's just that they were taught the right things about money. One of the most disgusting things in the United States is the fact that our government, our legislators that you vote for, won't let them teach financial principles in high school. And it has to be in high school. You can't put it off till college because not everybody gets that opportunity. Why would they not want to teach you that? The reason is because they think, and they're wrong, they think they need to just keep people dumb, keep people poor, keep people working to keep the country running. That's what they think. They want you a cog in the machine. They don't want you excelling. They don't want you leading. They don't want you winning. They want you just getting by. Now, why would a government want that? It's a little thing called control. They want to control you. They think they're controlling you by doing that. But all they're really achieving is harming the entire country. We need The Richest Man in Babylon, Think and Grow Rich, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, probably Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Those four books should be the entire 12th year. The senior year should be nothing but money. You know, if I could say the F word, I would. But forget about calculus. Forget about more history. Forget about more. All that garbage I learned in 12th grade, I could have skipped all of it. I can't remember one bit of it. They could have skipped all that garbage and taught us about money. Balancing a checkbook. Making sure that you save 10% of everything you earn. Really 30%, but I won't get into that. Invest to build a second stream of income. It should be taught in 12th grade. Now here's the challenge for you as parents. Now that you know this, and you recognize it because you're suffering because there's no financial education in high school, you've got to teach your kids. Do you want them to suffer with the same fears and insecurities about money that you did? If you don't learn these principles and pass it on to your kids, you are damning them to the same existence that you have had. That's not what any of you want. I don't think any of you want that for your children. You know, people will say to me, oh, it's so nice that your membership includes children. Yeah, because they're not going to get it anywhere else. You know, when a family joins our membership for $500, it covers the husband, the wife, and children 18 and under. And I teach PG-13, so I tell them, you know, don't bring kids to my seminar till they're 13. But I give them a list of books to have the 8-year-olds and up read. So, some of you are probably wondering why I've spent so much time on this subject today. It's because I'm meeting people, families, who are suffering, and they don't know why. And then I explain it to them, and they get mad. I hope you're mad about what's going on in our school system. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com if you're interested in learning this material. We have a free sample class there that you can check out. But I want to tell you about our expo this Saturday, which is an Oktoberfest celebration. And this is an opportunity. It's a free event. Members, non-members, people thinking about joining, people just interested in learning about real estate investing are welcome. Again, it's a free event. We're going to have 4 speakers from 10 to noon. Then at noon, we're going to break, head outside where we've got an Oktoberfest set up. We're going to have bratwurst, Polish sausage, German mashed potato, German potatoes, German chocolate cake. It's going to be a blast. And we're going to have, I think, 4 different types of German beer there, as well as Bud Light if you're scared of a craft beer. But it's free, and you get to meet Alyssa Stone. Alyssa Stone started with $2.37 in her bank account. She now flips million-dollar homes and has bought her first apartment complex. She's single and has twins. Let me repeat that. She's a single woman with twins. I think they're 5 or 6. She's killing it. You need to meet her. Then we got Devin Elder coming in, who owns several thousand apartment units. He's going to be teaching you the methods that he used, because when he started, he had never owned a piece of rental property before. Now he's got thousands of units. He's going to show you how he started, how he moved down his process, and his predictions for 2022. Then you get to meet John Maniz. John Maniz is a modest guy. He probably wouldn't like me saying this, but he is the king of self-storage. I've never seen a more committed, more motivated, more passionate guy about self-storage. In his latest deal at Total Wealth Academy, he purchased a complex in November of last year, sold it, I believe, last month, returning over 100% rate of return to his investors. So that you understand that, if you had been a member of Total Wealth Academy and you had put $100,000 into his deal, 9 months later, you would have a check for $200,000 in your bank account. Then I'm going to speak on an introduction to Total Wealth Academy, and then we'll break and celebrate Oktoberfest. It is a free event. You are all welcome. And it's a great first action step that's painless. It's painless. It's a free event. It's on a Saturday. It's painless. It's a great way to build up some momentum and start taking action. So if you're interested in this, go to gettotalwealth.com/expo. gettotalwealth.com/expo. Come in and get 2 hours of great financial education, and then we'll have 2 or 3 hours of bratwurst and beer, and it will be a tremendously fun time. So go to gettotalwealth.com/expo and register right now. Right now. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. You know, that is the thief of life. Do it right now. Reserve that seat. Come out and have some fun and learn something. So getting back to the subject we're discussing, it's really a pet peeve of mine that our educational system is designed to harm us, to keep us stupid financially. So here's the first book you should give your kid. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen. And you should give it to them about 8. If they're older than that, get them started today. You could read it with them before 8. And again, it just depends on the kid. I know some 6-year-olds that are smart as whips, 5-year-olds, and they could probably take it. But by 8, for sure, about any kid can read that book and truly understand it. The reason it's so powerful is because it's written in parable format, stories. You don't just learn the principle. You read a fun story about how the principle affects someone's life, such as saving 10%, which is really 30%. You'll have to read the book to understand. But how 10% of everything you earn is yours to keep. You've got to do it. 10% of everything you earn has to go into a savings account and never touched except to buy income-producing assets. Well, I don't want to get into the book. It's just you've got to understand that that book can make anybody wealthy. Anybody who follows the principles in that book, because they're based off of principles that are literally 3,000 years old. It's nothing new. It's what should be taught in our high schools and is not. If you have that information, it's because you went out and busted your butt and got it. And then that brings us to the personal responsibility issue. As we sit here talking about this, you've heard this radio show today. Do you understand you can't unhear it? You can't. You've heard it. You now know that having a job by itself doesn't work. 95% of Americans who do that fail financially. You can't unhear that. You know it now. You have to do something different now. If you continue one more day with just having a job and you don't take some action step towards building your second stream of income, what message are you sending to your kids? Remember, leadership's by example. What you say is one thing, what you do is everything. You've got to get out there and get this information. And we're going to lay it out Saturday. You're going to see exactly how passive investing works. You're going to see how flipping works. You're going to learn it. And then you got to pass it on to your kids. But you can't pass it on until you do it. You can't just tell your kids, hey, do this, this, and that. They're not going to listen to you. You've learned that by now, right? You've got to what? Show them by doing it. Leadership is by example. If you don't want your kids to turn 65 and be broke, you got to ensure that you don't turn 65 and broke. Make sense? So here's another free offer for you. I have, because it's an old, old book, I have a, what is it called? Not community property. Public domain version of The Richest Man in Babylon. If you want a copy of The Richest Man in Babylon, all you have to do is email me and I'll send you the PDF. Just email me. One little action step. Send an email to asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And just say book in the subject line. I'll know what you're talking about. Book in the subject line. And I'll email you a PDF copy of that book. Read it, then get it to your kids. Read it with them. One of the most powerful tools for financial education that I ever used was the audio version of The Richest Man in Babylon. We'd be driving to Disney World, and I would play that audio, and it was amazing. And this was when the kids were 2, 3, 4, 5. They loved it. They didn't know they were learning about money. They just thought it was another Disney story. Because like I said, it's parables. And the audio version uses actors and actresses. And you got all these different voices and all these stories going on. The kids love it. They think it's just a Disney film that you're listening to. So I'll send you the PDF. You get the audio version and share it with your kids. So, all right, let's get the phone lines open. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me questions as well. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, one of you has emailed me with a simple question. Where can I meet wholesalers in Houston? Lauren, we have dozens of wholesalers at Total Wealth Academy. Dozens. If you're a buyer, and that's what you're saying, if I'm reading this correctly, if you're a buyer, you're an investor, join Total Wealth Academy for $500. Our members will find you deals. So, yeah, and that's it. I appreciate the kind words. Okay, we'll be back with the final segment of today's show after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are ready to take phone calls for any questions that you have about building wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. Give me a call at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV, or email me at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And please, if you don't want me to use your name, put anonymous in the subject line, because I've read emails and at the bottom it says don't use my name. Well, it's too late by then, my goof up. So help me out by putting anonymous in the subject line. Otherwise, I'll use your first name only. Those of you on the phone, please, if you feel like you got a dumb question, call anyway. Use a fake name, because I'm warning you, there are no dumb questions. None. I have never had a dumb question in my 30 years mentoring and coaching and consulting. Because what you think is a dumb question helps me understand what it is you don't understand. So in other words, when you call me with what you think is a dumb question, I'm going to answer three more questions before I answer that question. Because your quote-unquote dumb question really lets me know you're missing a couple other pieces of the puzzle as well. So please give me a call. Don't ever forget, I was a health club instructor at 27. I knew nothing about real estate. If anybody asked dumb questions, it would have been me. So I love them. Dumber the better. Give me a call. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let's go to, oh, and thank you all. Good Lord. Thank you all for emailing about the book. I will get that book to you as soon as the show's over. Wow. That's a lot of books. A lot of response. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I will be happy, as I said, to get those books to you the moment the show ends. Let's see. Okay, I'm only going to call out one person. Anna, that is the kindest email. Thank you so much for the kind words. You made my day. Okay, let's go back to other email questions. Oh my goodness, I'm a knucklehead. That was... I guess I was just so excited about the email I didn't notice she said anonymous. Luckily, it's not a very uncommon name. Okay, let's see. This first question on cash refinancing from Alex. My rental property is worth over $350 and you bought it for $160. Only owe $127 now. Okay, Alex, refinancing this is a good idea, but not a great idea. The reason is a $350,000 house is not going to rent high enough to get you positive cash flow. And what I don't want you to do, Alex, is go refinance it, pull the money out, go buy more rental property, and then all of a sudden this thing is negative cash flow for you. Remember, logic says a $400,000 house would rent for twice as much as a $200,000 house. But that's not the case at all. And the higher you go, the worse it gets. $1 million homes never cash flow, period. Unless you're dumb enough to pay cash for them, which would be dumb. So this is my advice, Alex. Sell it. Sell that $350,000 house. Get your $220,000 out of it. And you could buy about, let's see, at 25 per nine, you could go buy nine rent houses. And what's nine times four? 36. Yeah, you could produce about $3,600 a month cash flow. But remember to stay in the $150,000 to $250,000 price range. Now, I don't want you paying $150,000 or $250,000 for them, but that's what the ARV after repaired value should be. That's the sweet spot where you get the highest dollar per rent for highest dollar for rent per dollar spent. Once you go above $250,000, you get up to $300,000, $350,000, $400,000 homes, the rents start to drop. So, I don't think there's anything else in this email. But Alex, please, Don't refinance this thing. Put yourself in a negative cash flow position. Sell it and go buy 9 other rent houses in that price range I told you about. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to East Houston first. It's Spring, and speak to Linda. Linda, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. How can I help?
I'm just wondering about how do I start, or how do I go about looking at auction or foreclosures? Where, I don't even know where to start.
You know, that's a very wise question. It is, because so many people just go out there, they have no idea. There's multiple sources, Linda. One of the best services that will find you foreclosures, deaths where people need to sell, pre-foreclosures, is a place called Real Estate IQ. I think it's realestateiq.co, but I'm not sure. Just Google Real Estate IQ. Then you want to cultivate a group of agents to help you find deals as well, Linda. See, most agents don't have a list of investors. So when they find a beat-up house, they just let it go. They don't even list it. But if you get on their radar and they go, wait a second, here's a beat-up house. No one else would buy it, but Linda might buy it.
Right.
They'll bring you deals as well.
How do I find those people? Just talk to people that are realtors?
What you do is you find your target neighborhood. You drive through that target neighborhood, get the name of every listing agent in that neighborhood. I only deal with listing agents. But if the sign in the front yard says Mike, that's the listing agent. Get all those. Remember, it's got to be $150,000 to $250,000 neighborhood, ARV. Patrol that neighborhood, get a list of realtors. And there's a lot of other ways too, Linda.
Okay.
But that's a good first step.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now let's go to East Houston and talk to Rob. Rob, thanks a lot for calling in. How can I help?
Well, yes. Questions about rehabbing. We have financing for single-family houses between tenants. Let's say I get a group of like 5 houses and one becomes empty and I need to rehab it. Can I borrow against the other 4 houses? Let's say I've got them all, owe them free and clear. Can I use the other houses as collateral to get financing?
You sure can. Absolutely.
Rehab.
You would probably just use a HELOC, home equity line of credit. That would be the easiest way, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you, though, Rob, I don't like paid in full houses. It reduces your cash on cash rate of return by about 60%. So, but if they're all paid in full, I would get a HELOC on one of them and just use that HELOC. So say the HELOC's for $100,000. Well, every time you rehab a house and it's $4,000, just take a loan and then pay that back. Take a loan, pay it back. Take a loan, pay it back. It's very easy to do it that way, Rob.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Who would I approach for a HELOC?
Wherever your checking and savings account is, that's where I would go first.
Okay.
So if you bank with Bank of America, go ask them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
All right, good luck, Rob.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your houses.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Take care. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Or actually, we've only got about 2 minutes left, so we better not take any more phone calls. Let's go back to email. Those of you that keep emailing me about the book, I will email that book to you the moment this show ends. Give me 10 minutes and I'll get to, well, it may take longer than that, but I'll get to you. Let's go to this next email question. Nope, that's the cash refinancing question. Here, looking for cash buyers for apartment complexes. That's going to be very difficult because apartment investors are very sophisticated. They know not to pay cash for apartment complexes. It's going to be very difficult. It also sounds like, let me see if I got a name, Angela. Angela, please be tough Be strong when I say this. A few of the things you say in your email indicate to me you're shooting from the hip. You don't know what you're doing. Before you move forward on an apartment complex, you make sure you join a group like mine, if not mine, somebody's, and get the education. You've got to do this right the first time. You goof up on an apartment, you'll be bankrupt. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.